This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares.
No, it's okay.
And we're connected with Werner Bach in New Brunswick, Canada. Werner Bach is a farmer. And I look to him for advice and counsel. His expertise is vast. Welcome, Werner.
Yeah, good morning, Vincent. And there are massive problems that the farming community has been facing with now for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And you know the saying, the last one gets bitten by the dogs, and that's basically what the farmers are when it comes to the market price for their products, you know. Mm-hmm. And the processors, processors pass it onto the primary producers. And the primary producer is always the farmer. And we have seen with what kind of disastrous results we ended up. For example, here where I'm calling from in the Maritimes, on the average, it's a net import area for farm products, for food, up to 90% and more of the food is being imported here. And this is the end result of the diligent experts that over the last 60, 70 years gave advice to the farmers and the spineless politicians who basically sold us out. Whenever they said they wanted to do something to help the farming community, then you better watch out as a farmer, because in the end, you are the last ones in line that gets bitten by the dog and kicks the bucket.
Werner, when... Do you have these government minions come over to farms in New Brunswick, Canada, as they do here in the United States? Each county in the United States seems to have a soil and water conservation district minion and a USDA minion. And they'll go to farms and they'll offer financial assistance, fencing, wells, keep the cows out of the woods. We've talked about this, you know, many times over the years. Do you have that where the government will pay the farmers to do certain things, adopt certain practices that they may not ordinarily do? Do they do that where you are?
Look, here in the Maritimes and the Maritime provinces, they are so overloaded by public civil servants and by bureaucracy. There was the idea being floated about eliminating the three governments here in Atlantic Canada, for New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, PEI, and Newfoundland, the fourth government. And at the time, there was the comparison being made. This was before the oil boom started in Alberta. There was about the same number of people to be administered, between a little bit over 2 million people. And in Alberta, they had 14,000 government employees, you know, taking care of that. And here in the Maritime provinces, it was, I think, 26,000, you know, putting it twice as much, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And basically, the way with successive governments and their policies over the last 70 years, they have destroyed more and more of the sustainable, productive parts of the economy, and one of them was agriculture. And then they had to buy votes at the next election, so they created more useless government positions of bureaucrats and so-called experts. And here I want to say a comparison. An old farmer years ago, he said to me, this was in the 30s, when all those environmental regulations weren't there, and the farmers, their farm sustainable, you know, they had their woodlots and they had their farm. And there was a survey being done about salmon migration up the rivers here, you know. And there was plenty of fish in the brooks and in the rivers, you know. The forests were being managed by in the private woodlots, most of them in a sustainable way, and there were no problems. But as soon as the experts come in, that's when the environmental problems start up, you know. And now... With here in Atlantic Canada, there are huge tracts of forest land, and yesterday afternoon we took a drive to one of those prime areas of forest that existed there at one time, and now what you see there is brown earth and chemical spraying.
Yeah.
Because it the resource... there is a steady flow where the resources are being handed over to big multinational corporations, you know, like here in Atlantic Canada and in New England, the Irving Empire, and they basically plunder it, you know. And the more they talk about sustainability in agriculture and in forestry, the less sustainability is there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and... there are these chicken houses in Arkansas. I happened to buy a piece of one. They are about 400, 450 feet long, and they're 40 feet wide. And they house thousands, many, many thousands, like 5,000 or more chickens at a time in these buildings. And they have waterers, and they have light, and they feed them antibiotic laced feed, and they grow the chicks from you know, as soon as they're hatched, Tyson, for example, will deliver the chicks. They'll be raised for about 49 days, and then Tyson comes and picks them up. So Tyson controls the feed, and what the farmer does is builds these chicken houses that borrows the hundreds of thousands of dollars to build these, and then Tyson provides the chicks, the feeds, the instructions, and Tyson comes, delivers them, and then picks them up 7 weeks later. And that's the business model. But I had some of those chicks. I got several of them. And what I found out was that they couldn't walk, Werner. These white chickens were really, really fat, unbelievably fat as they grew. And they grew very, very quickly. But literally, their legs could not support them. They could kind of move around a little bit using their wings, and then their wings would bleed at the tips because they used them as feet. And literally, I thought that these chicks would be great because they could run around the yard and eat ticks and bugs and, you know, be a real benefit to us. And what it turned out is they just sit there and eat. And so the chickens that we eat from, you know, the supermarket are not the kind of chickens that we have here on our farm today. And that was an experiment that we did, yes. And by the way, they died. They all had heart attacks, I guess about maybe 10 weeks. So their life expectancy is around 10 weeks.
Vincent, could that be the role model for human society?
What a great point. Let's feed us whatever is going to make us expire. Make sure that while we do have a job, if we're fortunate enough to have a job, and to pay into the government, into Social Security, so they can steal more from us, and then kill us off before we have a chance to receive some of that. stolen funds.
Maggie Horton, she was a host on RBN, and she stated that there many times with the people she was working together, basically the agenda of the government is to depopulate the rural area and put the people into pack and stack housing, you know, in big condominiums, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And where they control the authorities, they control the food supply, they control the water supply, they control the air, mm-hmm. and all the needs of the people. Could the livestock farming, the way it is being pushed by the so-called experts and by the government, could that be a thing to come about human society? And when the ones in the ivory tower think that there are too many people on this planet, which some of them have shown in on the granite slabs of the Georgia Guidestone, where they don't want any more than 500 million human beings on this planet.
Yeah, and, you know, I was thinking about that this morning before the broadcast. I was thinking about slavery. And we bought a farm in Virginia. I think it was about 107 acres. And this farm had the house for the farmer. And it had slave quarters in the corner of the property for the slaves, literally. And this was, maybe about 20 years ago we bought this farm. And I restored the slave cabin, and I restored the farmhouse. But it literally had this, you know, 24 by maybe, at the most, 24 by, I guess 24 by 24, 24 by 32 slave cabin. And those slaves actually, you know, did the hard work for the masters. And I was thinking about slavery, and we're slaves today. There's no question about it. Just as you're talking about, the ruling class wants to make sure that they are absolutely positively in control, and we're economic slaves because we're in a trap that very few can get out of. And the few who can get out, I would say, are landowners like farmers. And the idea, I believe, is to absolutely run us out of business. And I can talk about some statistics a little later in this broadcast about what is happening with the prices of beef. And so while we're all enjoying low prices of beef at the supermarket, the farmers are being slaughtered. And there are fewer small farms today than there were many years ago. And I'll give you the numbers. I'll give you the numbers so you can get this mental picture for yourself. Werner Bach is with us in New Brunswick, Canada. He's a farmer. I'm a farmer. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Werner Box with us. And we're talking about farming. And specifically, farms versus the government. And I have some statistics here I'd like to share with you. I'm looking at a graph from the Washington Post. And as I read the graph, here are the statistics that I gleaned. And the source of this is the U.S. Department of Agriculture Economic Research Service using data from the USDA, the National Agricultural Statistics Service, and the Census of Agriculture. And the article is dated September 16th, 2014, so a couple of years ago. Here it is. So in 1870, there were about 2 million farms in the United States. And the number of farms was on the increase from 1850 all the way up to 1935. In 1935, we had just over 6 million farms. That was the peak, 1935. Then the number of farms started declining, continuous decline all the way until 1974, at which time it leveled off to just over 2 million farms. And that was the number of farms in 1870. So over a period of about 100 years, farms increased from 2 million, peaked, and then came right back down to about 2 million. From 1974 until 2012, the number of farms leveled off to 1870 levels. In 1870, the farm size was about 175 acres, 1870 to, let's see, 1870. Yeah, around 1870, the average farm size was, let's say, 175 to, well, 1870 to 1935, the farm size was about 175 acres. But it began increasing in size in 1935 until 1974. And then the average size of the farm was just over 400 acres. So those are some of the numbers. So the number of farms came down from 1935, and the size, the average size of the farm went up, while the land, the number of acres, really didn't change very much from 1935 all the way to today. So, Werner, the farms are getting larger, and the number of farms is getting smaller. So, we are small families, small family farms are decreasing. Is that what's happening in your neck of the woods? Is that what you see and feel?
Most of the family farms are gone. And then we should look at the figures, how many people were employed in farming there in the 30s and how many are employed in farming full-time now.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out to that fewer and fewer people have to produce more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices, they don't keep up with the ever-increasing expenses. I want to tell you some figures from this neck of the woods. Like our expenses, our input costs, production costs, they have, when we look at the fuel, when we look at the cost of machinery and everything over the last 40 years, they have, they are at least five times, in some instances, 10 times as much as what they were 40 years ago. Whereas the price for our product, as if it is high, has gone up maybe about three or four times. So the farm is caught in a financial pinch.
Yeah. And I saw...
You mentioned,
yeah. Right.
You mentioned earlier that the food is getting cheaper in the stores. I know when this happened here several years back, when they closed the last big packing house, and the wheat, the beef was being imported from other parts of North America, the prices for the average piece of meat in the stores and of beef.
Hold that thought.
Talking about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Turner Box with us. He's a farmer in New Brunswick, Canada. Werner, you were talking about the price of food in stores. I happened to go into a Sam's Club several days ago, and I met the guy in the meat department, and he was putting out fresh beef, 90% lean, Black Angus, marked down from $2.98 a pound to $2.38 a pound. And he said, well, it's the end of the month, and, you know, we don't want to throw it away, so we're going to try this. So they tried marking it down to $2.38 a pound. Can you imagine having beef that a large corporate seller would throw away? I mean, what are they thinking? And I said, Mrs. Finelli was with me, and we said, why would you throw it away? Why wouldn't you just give it to some of these organizations that help, you know, that help the needy? And he said, well, that's what we try to do. But it's the end of the month, and there's something special about the end of the month where if they can't sell it, they throw it away. I don't know what the calendar has to do with the whole situation, but evidently there's a business decision why they will throw it away. But they marked it down, and I'm talking about these 5-pound packages for $2.38. Now, what that does to the farmer is just unbelievable. And so please tell us about your thoughts.
As I say, you know, the farmer, the primary producer, is the last one in line, and the last one gets bitten by the dog.
Yeah, and you were telling me.
All the primary producers, be it the farmers, be it a lot of the farms here in the Maritimes, they have woodlots, and when they want to sell some of their logs and some of their stud wood, they are at the mercy of the big sawmill, which is basically now being controlled by this big empire. Forestry empire that's all over the Maritimes and that's in the New England states, the Irvings.
I was looking at the price of... Go ahead, Werner.
And what you said about those prices there for Angus beef, you know, for prime beef. You here in the Maritime Provinces, since we are importing over 90% of the beef into the region, you can triple the retail prices here in the store. Basically, in the end, in the beginning, it is being sold to the public. Oh, that's we are getting it cheaper from somewhere else. But once they got the control of the market, then they put the boot to everyone, including the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to pay whatever they want.
I remember watching one of those money shows on television, and one of these talking minions, I call them the bald-headed shills, was saying, yeah, you know, the consumer is going to fix the economy. And I'm thinking, how's that going to work? Where are the consumers going to get the money? It made no sense. It, you know, what would fix the economy would be manufacturing jobs, real jobs. That would be the slow, long way to do it. But now we're going to fix it through cash injections and quantitative easing, things that I never even learned about when I studied finance and economics in the 70s. But I looked at the prices of at a sale barn. That's where cows class are sold. And there's like, it's like a theater, if you will, but it's kind of dusty. And you sit in these seats in a sloped floor, and you can look down and watch the cows that are being auctioned, and you can bid on them. And I was looking at the most recent prices a few days ago. Feeder steers. Now, these are neutered, if you will, animals that that are bought by farmers to increase their weight and then sell them later. And the average weight of these feeder steers was 476 pounds in this particular lot that was sold. The price per pound on the hoof was $1.78 on the hoof. And that was for 476-pound weight cows, or steers, I should say. There was one that was 777 pounds, pretty heavy, sold for $1.29 a pound, $1.29 class. Now, feeder heifers and were selling for a little bit less. The average weight was 477 pounds. They sold for $1.57 a pound. And then so a heavyweight one was sold, 732 pounds, was sold for $1.32. What I'm saying is I don't see how farmers are going to make it with these prices. And then just a few minutes before the broadcast, Werner, you and I were talking, and these prices are high compared to what you saw years ago.
Yeah, about 3 and 4 years ago. I got so disgusted I didn't check out on it anymore. But at the time, the feeder prices for 500 and 550 pound feeders, they run anywhere between 75 and maybe $1.10. And this is in a region where over 90% of the beef is being imported, and it is was a perfect region to produce grass-fed beef, the healthy beef with omega-3 fatty acids, you know. But this basically has been thrown out by the bungling, and I don't even think it was bungling, it was planned of the government departments, the Government Department of Agriculture and all branches of government that are involved in it, in order to accomplish the, well, it worked toward globalization. You know, regions that at one time were self-sufficient, producing healthy food in a sustainable way, they have to become net importers. And who is gaining? It works towards the agenda, you know, of globalization and the big multinational corporation. Globalization means the market is being controlled by big multinational corporations. And the same way with the processing, they can add any kind of chemicals and things into the food chain so they can manage the human population. And now with GMO crops, the scientists who had done long-term study on feeding GMO crops to animals, to livestock, Dr. Abbott Pusta in Scotland, Dr. Seralini in France, and his research team, what they found out that after 3 generations, the animals cannot procreate anymore. They cannot have any more offspring. And this is another angle how they're working toward population reduction, human population reduction on this planet.
And I mentioned when we first started this broadcast about the chicks that came from Tyson. They have been engineered to just eat, gain weight, not move, and literally, I don't see how these animals could reproduce. I think, you know, based on what I saw, they couldn't even walk around the farm, literally, and it was heartbreaking watching these chicks that were energetic in the beginning, and then, you know, a couple weeks later they're having trouble moving, and then by 6 weeks, you know, they're so fat that they can't move, and by 10 weeks they're dead. And can you imagine that? And here's another way of looking at this. So we're engineering animals, you know, for breast meat. Here's another way of looking at this. I mentioned that there was a feeder steer that sold for $1.29 a pound. Now, can you imagine what we pay for puppies, you know, dogs? And can you imagine a Mastiff selling for $1.29 a pound? Can you imagine a German Shepherd, you know, puppy selling for $1.29 a pound? Can you imagine a young heifer that sold for $1.57 a pound? Can you imagine paying $1.57 for a dog per pound? It's not going to happen.
What is the problem? Certain part of the population, especially the ones that are in a certain part of the economy and in the government, the salaries they are getting, they are completely out of touch with reality. What is the average income of the average farm family? And what is the average income of the ones that are involved in government?
Yeah, well, I can tell you that that my farm is below the poverty line. I mean, if we wanted to, we could qualify for free everything if we wanted to.
That is most of the farm, you know. And when I look at my property taxes, 40 years ago, they were $250, the provincial property tax, you know. Mm-hmm. You know what they are now? It's over $3,000. And a lot of the services that at one time were still being provided by the government are not provided anymore. They've been cut. And now there are some also big mega farms. They are cropping up. And I found out another racket that has been going on, what I've been pointing out about agricultural sabotage, about destroying the farmland, the ability to produce reasonable crops in a sustainable way by dumping all kinds of targeted chemicals on the farmland and on the farms that are surrounding those big mega farms that have been popped up now for decades by huge government hidden grant payments. And as soon as the farms around bite the dust, the big farms are buying it up, and then within 1 year, the land that looks like a desert, it grows again.
They know the secrets. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
Got your.
Take my. You go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Printer Box with us, New Brunswick, Canada. Just as a quick update, class, I got an email from one of our class, and this person is an airline employee. Gets a chance to fly a lot, and this person says that they're all coughing, they're all hacking, they're all dried out and sick. And that relates to what's in the air that the airplanes are flying in. So that comes from one of our class. I wanted to share that with you. Also, Walmart's cutting back 7,000 back office jobs. It's eliminating these positions across the United States. And how do you do that? How do you eliminate 7,000 positions in accounting? Well, to me, I used to be in that business where I would work on computer systems and roll them out to streamline those jobs. But the idea wasn't initially to eliminate jobs. It was so that we wouldn't have to hire more people, well, or make people more productive. But Walmart's using that kind of technology, in my opinion, to eliminate jobs. So those are the back office jobs. And they say they're going to give those employees an opportunity to have FaceTime with customers. So they're moving from the back office, maybe, to meet with customers. Now, how do you pay someone who is in accounting minimum wage? I mean, that's absolutely devastating to those who are trying to pay their mortgage. Werner, you moved from Germany to across the ocean to New Brunswick, Canada. What was that like, doing that? Going to a country, speaking a different language, knowing no one. What was that like?
Well, it is a learning curve, and you better catch up fast. Otherwise, you're being left behind, and you're going to lose whatever you have invested here, the same way as you probably noticed when you moved into another part of the United States.
Sure.
Into a different community and different growing conditions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I found out pretty fast is that we were being used by the New Brunswick government as patsies. The decades before, they sold out the local farmers. They sold them out, and they have covered up what caused the demise of their farm. That was basically environmental criminals at work being protected by all branches of the government. What I said, illegal dumping of vegetation control chemicals and all kinds of targeted chemicals to force the farmers out of the way.
Werner, as I hear this, what I hear you saying is that chemicals were dumped to kill the soil so that crops wouldn't grow. And then later on, there was an antidote for that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I was familiar with some of the chemicals from the old country. You know, and when those so-called experts in the Department of Agriculture wanted to bullshit me, I just looked at them and I thought to myself, how do you dare? You know, it's basically an insult. But then I realized the farmers, the old farmers, the traditional farmers, they were farmed traditionally and without those chemicals, and they did not have any knowledge, and it made me even more furious how bald-faced those experts in the Department of Agriculture were lying to decent, honest people.
Mm-hmm. Werner, the story that comes to mind is back in the 1950s on the east coast of the United States. There were some people who wanted to buy a land. And there was this rumor floating around that a jet airport was coming to town. And property values plummeted because who wants to be in the wake of jet aircraft? The noise, the fumes, the congestion. And property values plummeted very quickly. And then, well, that jet airport wasn't coming to town anymore, and then property values rose. So what a great idea, you know, destroying confidence of, oh, just life as usual, destroying that, having the prices plummet, buying up the land because the rumor is set out there on purpose, and then the prices go back up. I think that's kind of what you're talking about, but the destruction of land and then the restoration of land. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.